VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned Wednesday as the country's chief law enforcement officer. He had endured more than a year of personal attacks from President Trump over his, Sessions, recusal from the Russia investigation. Sessions announced his resignation in a letter to President Trump. He said the resignation came at, quote, your request. Mr. Trump claims he was a big winner in the midterm elections on Tuesday, even though the Republican Party lost control of the U.S. House. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president proclaimed in a post-midterm news conference that he had defied history, limiting Republican losses in the House and making unusual gains in the Senate. He took credit, claiming multiple rallies had pushed the party over the goal line, and took a moment to taunt members who'd asked him not to campaign for them and lost.
But Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. Too bad. Sorry about that, Mia.
Trump also called Republican Senate gains a rebuke to Democrats' tactics in the bruising battle over Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
A CNN national exit poll found 55% of voters disapprove of Trump's performance, 44% approve of it. Two Muslim women were elected to the U.S. House on Tuesday. Also among the winners were several first-time candidates, including two Native American women. They will be among the 100 women who will be sworn in when the new Congress takes over in January. First time that's happened in American history. Facebook says it has blocked more than 100 accounts with potential ties to a so-called Russian troll farm that may have sought to interfere with Tuesday's midterm elections in the U.S. In a statement Monday, the company said it had blocked the accounts on Facebook and Instagram on Monday. Facebook said it took the action after receiving information about the accounts from law enforcement officials. This is VOA News. Pakistan has